Day 20. The photo showed a scowling woman, eyes closed, sitting on a church pew. Her scrunched-up face resembled a cranky bulldog. Looking closer, I was mortified to realize the grumpy-looking lady was me. When I'd first invited Jesus into my life, people commented on my ever-present smile. His joy filled me and radiated from my countenance. What had changed? I prayed, grumbled, asking the Lord, "Why do I look like a constipated wildebeest?" He reminded me how I used to sing and dance throughout our home, hands lifted in adoration. Over time, my exuberant worship and cheerful demeanor slowly eroded. How many people had I repelled with my sour looks? Did I cause them to turn away from an opportunity to know Jesus? After all, who'd want to serve someone whose followers take after Oscar the Grouch? The sons of Korah, Old Testament music ministers, didn't seem to have that problem. They held one primary job, worshiping the Lord. "Clap your hands, all you nations. Shout to God with cries of joy." Can you picture those Levite singers praising the roof off? Imagine thunderous applause filling the air, a jubilant, ground-shaking adoration sweeping through the congregation. Despite persecution, deprivation, war, famine, slavery, and deportations, the Israelites chose to praise the Holy One with triumphant abandon. The Lord invites us into that joy today. Here on earth, we'll experience difficulties. Our happiness will fluctuate, but joy remains constant. A gift our loving Father instills in us. We can revel in His goodness regardless of our situations. Choosing to glorify Him in the midst of our troubles strengthens our faith and increases our joy. God is worthy of devotion from all nations, from all people. Viewing my cringe-worthy photo prompted me back into dancing and singing at the top of my musically challenged lungs. What are our faces showing? Let's allow them to convey our joy. And when people comment on our smiles, we can point them to the one who put them there.